Hello.
Hello. Hi,
yeah.
Texas Tree Guy.
What's up?
Good day, sir. This is Rachel with Local Splash. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listing for the business. Is that you by chance?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just calling, sir, because we are a data service provider to Google and Meta. And we wanted to talk to you about listing your business on the first page position of Google. I believe you're familiar with how Google works, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to know, sir, if you're still open in catering more clients for your business.
Yeah, but we're not necessarily in a race with our competitors for Google traffic.
I see, I understand, sir. It's just that, not just with Google traffic, sir, what we're trying to do here is we want you to maximize all the phone calls in the location, because once you know very well that people nowadays are using Google and social media accounts to search for any of the services they need, right?
Right.
Okay, so what we're doing in here is that we are listing your business on the first page position of Google so that every time your clients needs your services, any of the services you provide, your business will pop up on the first page position and they can call you directly on your phone number. So you maximize all the phone calls in the area.
Yeah, but it's almost to a point where you can't answer your phone anymore because you're flooded with calls like this. Like, how do I get on the first page and all my competitors don't?
Okay, yes, because we can only work with one business per location, sure.
But
okay.
You're the only one that can put people on the first page?
We are a Google Channel partner, yes, sir. Most of the time, all of the people who's calling
but,
to actually...
But there's a lot of people... There's a lot of companies and entities that claim to put you on the first page.
Yes, and I understand. I am supposed to tell you that they are a third-party provider. So a third-party provider means that they cannot really do the job or not really just they actually don't have the spot wherein they can put their business or their clients on the first page position. Okay, so what we're actually doing, since we are a Google Channel partner, we make sure that the position is available for just one person or for just one business, okay? And that's why once we already have a business in the location, we close that area and we cannot let any other companies in from your territory who does what you do to make sure that the first page placement won't rotate and won't be shared. Does that make sense?
I just don't understand how so many companies can claim to put you on the first page.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Mm-hmm. I understand that because a lot of companies are actually claiming that they can actually list your business on the front page position of Google, but they are a third-party provider. So meaning they actually don't have the spot. Once they actually got you on your location, then they will be buying. They will be buying from a Google Channel partner a spot on that certain page or on that certain area. And then they're going to be listing your business in there, but it takes time for them to list your business in there. It takes at least 6 months or a year or so. But with us, we can guarantee that we can actually list your business within 30 to 45 days because we are a Google Channel partner. And the good thing in here, sir, with a Google Channel partner, we don't let you sign any contract.
So whether it's third party or not, it's a matter of what it costs, right? So if they're third party, but they buy it, but it costs less than what you charge, then who cares, right?
I understand, sir. No, they will not be costing lower than us because they are going to be buying the spot from a Google Channel
partner.
What
does it cost?
That's actually ranging from $8 to $12 a day. That's the ballpark figure. But we can still give you some sort of discounted rates. I don't have the whole price point.
To be there and stay there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. we can make sure that you're going to be staying there because, as I mentioned, we can only work with one business per location, and that's Google.
Yeah, but there are thousands of companies.
Yes.
What if they have somebody doing the same thing for them?
Actually, sir, with Google, you know very well that with Google, we actually have a certain criteria enabled for us to check if this person or this customer or this business is actually eligible to be listed on the first page position of Google. Firstly, we need to make sure that you don't have a negative reviews online. And secondly, you are, of course, in the span or in the city of Richardson, Texas, and everything. And then lastly, we need to make sure that the business is running, okay, not just a startup business or whatnot. We need to build.
I know what this is. This is where it's a new psychological thing, and forgive me, I'm sure you're just trained this way, but this is where you flip the table and you start giving you start giving me assignments and things like that. Really odd, but you know, am I approved that we're in business? I mean, you know, come on, side. But the nature of our business, anyway, is we're after a specific clientele.
Mm-hmm.
We're not after volume, period. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's plenty of people who we don't want their business. Right?
Yes, sir.
And more and more every day. But specifically the commercial HOA, you know, the commercial side of the tree business, which is
mm-hmm.
malls, shopping centers, things of that nature.
Okay.
So we're only interested in someone that can connect us with a specific type of clientele. We're not just after volume traffic.
Yes. I understand that, sir, and that's why we're actually asking if you can actually do residential only or commercial only to tailor fit what your business really needs.
Well, we do both, but we're not trying to out-market spend, you know, the traditional. We don't have a traditional business model as far as the tree business.
Okay, so you don't have a traditional tree business. No problem with that, sir. So just also want to know, sir, how long have you owned Texas Tree Guy?
We've been in business 15 years.
Wow. And you're the sole owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Because we saw your website in here, texastreeguy.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And aside from the website, sir, do you also have a Facebook page or any other social media accounts to advertise your business?
We have a presence, I think, on Facebook. I'm not sure if it's Tree Guy or...
Okay.
But it's irrelevant. We don't do anything, you know.
Okay. That's great, then. And how far can you travel, sir, for new customers, like mile radius?
Well, that's kind of with the commercial business, we can do a project anywhere.
Okay, project anywhere. No problem. Anywhere, and just for the commercial part, but for the residential
part.
The
commercial part, the commercial business, it's a different entity because commercial clients have a different set of needs and criteria. For example,
yes,
we've got a client that's a mall here in Dallas. It's an outdoor shopping mall, so all the clients are shop owners. So you have to understand their needs. And, for example, we go and take care of the tree work when it needs to be done in the middle of the night because that way it doesn't disturb them or any of their clients in their stores shopping for their products. That's just one example. You know, we use electric chainsaws because we don't want to be loud. You know, so we find clients and we provide them that. And so it's just a different environment. The clients have different needs, and that's what I like that.
Okay. That totally makes sense. That totally makes sense. And that's for the commercial part. How about for the residential part, sir? Do you have any specific mile radius that you can travel?
I like the Richardson, West Plano zip codes. Zip codes have personality. Here in Dallas, there's probably a large percentage of mature trees on 75 south of 635, and it's money. They're expensive homes, but most tree guys don't even want to go there because they're cheap and pompous by and large. You know, like I said, zip codes have personalities.
Yes,
like
depending on the area.
Yeah.
Okay, that's actually a great thing to know, sir. And I'm so sorry I forgot to ask your name.
Charles.
Okay, Charles. And Charles, I know that you wanted to check about the pricing and how we can better assist you and how we can better help you for to expand your audiences.
Yeah, I kind of let you know what my business model is.
Yes.
You know, because that's with partner when I talk to marketers.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes, and that's
for marketing. You should contact company and say, "What is your business model? What are you trying to accomplish?" You know,
yes.
and then articulate how your skill set aligns with that. You know,
yes, you're correct with that, sir. That's very important because, of course, not just the service that we are providing, but also the customer service itself, because we need to make sure that we tailor fit all the customers' needs. Enable for us to be more diligent and to actually help them with their business, right?
Right. I get these text messages and everything else these days. They say, would you like to partner up and when we can get you 20 more calls a day?
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, they think the natural answer is yes. Well, no. It depends on the calls.
Yes.
And they'll get, as far as marketing, people call up and I can do this, or I can do that. Okay, great, do it. I don't need the sales pitch or anything else. If what you say is true, then after a month, I'm going to be too happy to throw money at you. You know? But they'll want me to go through the whole sales pitch and then give them some money. Save the sales pitch and don't ask for any money for a month. If you go do what you say you're going to do, in a month, I'll be dumb not to give you money. You know what I mean?
I understand. I understand that, sir. But actually, I just wanted to let you know that what we're doing here is we want you to experience what we can provide first before deciding if you want to keep us or not. Okay, I understand that you don't want to pay anything else as of the moment. But I just wanted to let you know, sir, that nothing is free as of the moment, right? So we actually do our job to take care of your business and to actually check those customers that would fit in your criteria. And, of course, you'll be paying us. Does that make sense?
Well, of course.
Okay. And that's what we're actually trying to do here, Charles. So I understand that you want to check the pricing itself, okay, if it's actually suit your, if it's actually a better fit for your business. So let me grab one of the directors in the area. His name is John.
He told me it's about 10 to 12 bucks a day.
Yes, that's a ballpark figure, but he can actually provide you the specific discounted rates that we do have. I don't have the price point in my end, but he actually does.
Well, if he can speak in a commercial sense, then, you know.
Yes.
But again, I'm not after a bunch of traffic for residential.
Yes, sir. Yes, I understand that clearly. And yeah, let me go ahead and grab John here with me, okay? And then he'll gonna get take care of you from here. Okay. And yeah, here.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah.
Hey, Charles. My name's John. I'm the director here.